This week, the Milwaukee Common Council will vote on whether to levy a so-called wheel tax of $20 a year. The revenue would help offset a budget deficit caused by higher spending on fuel and snow removal. The council recommended the tax after Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett proposed raising the city's snow and ice removal fee to cover the extra spending. The wheel tax has previously been used in Beloit and Sheboygan, but was eventually phased out in both communities. Edward Huck is executive director of the Wisconsin Alliance of Cities. He says it's unlikely that Milwaukee residents will support the wheel tax.
A tax that is solely attributable to its own residents when a large population is using the city during the daytime is not a favorable tax.
But Milwaukee resident Matt Hart says he doesn't think the fee would be too much of a burden.
Well, I guess $20 isn't too bad a year. People will probably be pissed off because nobody likes to pay anything extra, but if they make it necessity, I mean, people probably get used to it.
The wheel tax would rake in more than $6 million a year. Common Council members say they have enough supporters to approve the tax and even enough to override Mayor Barrett's expected veto. The Milwaukee wheel tax would take effect later this year. Hannah Stein, Wisconsin Public Radio, Milwaukee.